Let us pray. Holy God, bless to us this reading from your word. May we have minds that understand and hearts that believe. Amen. Two men went moose hunting in Canada for a week. Their week of hunting was over and the pilot had flown in to pick them up as arranged ahead of time. The pilot landed and taxied the plane down the grass landing strip to where the hunters stood with all of their equipment and the two moose that they had shot. The pilot got out of the plane, looked over the men's equipment and the two moose, and he said, "I'm sorry, men, but we cannot take both moose back with us. There will be too much weight and the plane will never get off the ground." The two hunters looked at each other for a moment, and one of them said, "Well, we think it'll be all right. Last year we came up here with the same equipment and shot two moose about the same size as these. The pilot who picked us up had a plane about the size of yours, and we got off the ground just fine." The pilot thought about it for a minute, and then he said, "Well, if you think it can be done, we will try it." So they loaded up all the equipment, and the two moose climbed aboard, and the pilot taxied as far back on the grass strip as he could. He headed down the strip as fast as he could and began to pull the plane up. The plane bounced a couple of times and then finally lifted off the ground, flew a short ways, and crashed. About 15 minutes later, one of the two hunters regained consciousness. Soon the other hunter regained consciousness. They looked around for a moment, and then one of them said to the other, "Where are we?" The other one took one look around and answered, "Oh, about 200 yards farther than we were last year." This story serves to point up the tension of not just the season of Lent that we begin tonight, but the tensions of living a faithful life in the world. We live in the middle of what is right and what we want. Between wanting the security and food of a moose and the pride of taking back moose to show others, and the listening to the warning of the pilot saying it can't happen. One of the unique things about Ash Wednesday is that, unlike most other special services in the Christian worship calendar, this service is not centered around an event in our history like Reformation Sunday or the life of Christ like Easter. Rather, it's centered around a relationship, or more specifically, a predicament. It's about the tension of our being God's children, at the same time, our inability to be God's children. Clarence Jordan who was the author of the Cotton Patch New Testament translation and founder of the interracial Koinonia farm in Americus, Georgia, many years ago, was getting a red carpet tour of another minister's church. With pride, the minister pointed to the rich imported pews and the luxurious decoration. As they stepped outside, darkness was falling and a spotlight shone on a huge cross atop the steeple. "That cross alone cost $10,000, the minister said with a satisfied smile. "You got cheated," said Jordan. "Times were when Christians could get them for free." We live in a very difficult middle. We live between what it means to be faithful Christians and the pressures of living in a world where people want nice things, where people want security. How are we to be followers of Christ in a world that is the antithesis of so much that we say is Christian? The prophet Joel reminds us to rend our hearts and not our garments. It isn't the outward displays, as Paul shared with us. It's not the cross dangling from the rearview mirror or the bumper sticker or the fist symbol, but it's what's happening in our hearts. Tonight we recognize the predicament that we find ourselves in and we cry to God, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create right living in me, O God." We cry to God praying that we won't be separated from God by our inability to trust and be faithful. And yet, Tonight and throughout Lent, we realize that we are held up only by the grace of God. Paul reminds us that we must not accept the grace of God in vain, as if we're not supposed to accept it, kind of saying, oh, that's nice, but it really doesn't do anything for us. Because the grace of God is the only thing that keeps us from being utterly separated from God. We enter the season of Lent, recognizing our own mortality, our waywardness. But we also enter knowing that Christ is with us. We're not alone in the middle. This Lent, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to not think so much about giving something up, but rather, what are the boulders, the rocks that block the path of your journey that force you into a detour into the paths of the world? What pulls you from your path of faithfulness? Is it anger at someone or something? Is it a problem in your life that you are having difficulty overcoming? Is it a habit that you cannot let go of that's destructive to you or to others? Spend some time talking to God about it. And then after you talk, sit quietly and let God respond. Enlist the help of family, friends, professionals to help you. What are the distractions in your life that are leading you away from God, that are separating you from God? Because that's the definition of hell, when we are separated from God. You know, living in the middle takes work if we're serious about trusting God and being disciples of Jesus Christ. My prayer is that God may bless each of us in our journey and give us the courage to face our distractions, to find help, to find answers. We need to leave the moose behind and listen to God. May this Lenten journey be a time for us to become aware of how we can become fruitful and faithful in following the one we call the Christ. Amen.